RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by Today in History and Focus News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahman. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo unveils Mitsubishi's new plant in Bekasi. Tourism Ministry preparing programs to boost cross-border tourism in Atambua. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo on Tuesday, April 25th, unveils new plant belonging to PT Mitsubishi Motors Krama Yuda Indonesia in GIIC Industry Area, Delta Mas, Bekasi, West Java. Minister of Industry Airlangga Hartarto said that Indonesian State Secretary Minister Pratikno, Investment Coordinating Board Chief Thomas Lembon, West Java Deputy Governor Deddy Miswar, and PT Mitsubishi Motors Krama Yuda Indonesia Executive Officer accompanied President Joko Widodo in the inauguration of the plant built on 51 hectares of land. PT Krama Yuda Tiga Berlian Motor President Director Isasi Isimaki explained that to follow through on the company's commitment, the plant will commence production in April 2017 with a capacity of 160,000 vehicles per year, including 80,000 small MPVs, 30,000 units of Pajero Sport, and 30,000 units of L300. The company says it is aspires to become one of the largest manufacturers of small MPVs in Indonesia. Indonesian Tourism Ministry conducted on Monday, April 24th, a coordination meeting in Atambua East, Nusa Tenggara NTT to discuss upcoming tourism programs that will help promote cross-border tourism in the region's seat of Belu. ST Reko Astuti, the Ministry Archipelago Tourism Marketing Development Deputy, said that the meeting aimed to gather all parties related to cross-border tourism campaigns in Atambua and improve what coordination between them. Attendees included Regency Tourism Department stakeholders, tourism practitioners, members of the media and representative front, custom and exercise, the local immigration office, and the Timor-Leste Embassy. Belu Tourism Department head Johannes Andes Prihatin said that cross-border tourism programs required the involvement of many parties for it to be successful, such as immigration office, hotel security agency, and village council. The fare of the Greater Jakarta Light Rail Transit LRT Jabodetabek has been set at 12,000 rupiah, or around 90 cents US dollars. This was announced by a transportation official with the assumption that the government is ready to heavily subsidize the service. The LRTI project is expected to be completed in 2019. Head of a Transportation Ministry Railway Worthiness Department, Jumardi, said in Jakarta on Tuesday that the fare had been discussed with the representative of Ministry and Maritime Coordinating Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan. Jumadi added that the government will wait for documents for state-owned railway operator PT Kereta Api Indonesia KAI as investor of the project. The state will have to prepare a large subsidy for the project, as the Cibubur Cawang Duku Atas Railway, for example, would cost about 40,000 rupiah per passenger. The government is still revising the legal basis for the change in the project's financing scheme. House Commission 3 member Ahmad Sahroni praised the move by the Indonesian military lieutenant commander General Gatot Nurmantio to order his men to settle the case of treason in online media report by Tirto.id with the press council. Sahroni stated in Jakarta on Monday that the military chief has taken a good step, as He believes that he would not like to be trapped into a cycle that could lead to destruction. The military appraised the commander's decision. He said that he considered the report to be the TNI's wise decision with regard to maintaining public order and security as well as national unity. As has been reported, the TNI headquarters has planned to report Tirto.id to the police for having publicized the result of investigation by foreign journalist Alan Herin, alleging that General Numantia was in part in a plot to overthrow President Joko Widodo. The online publication on April 19 was translated from the English version published early by the Intercept online media, which has so far been known for his publication of U.S. government documents leaked by Edward Snowden, a former U.S. National Security Agency. The National Police Polri will investigate links between the electronic identity card or EKTV Grab case and Asia attack against the Corruption Education Commission KPK investigator Novel Baswedan. Police Chief General Tito Karnavian said the Jakarta Metro Police have collected information on the possibilities. He said on Monday the team is now investigating the information collected in relation to EKTV. They are developing it. General Tito did not divulge details about the information. He said the police are able to reveal the case. The Surabaya City Police in East Java have arrested all the 7 detainees who escaped from the detention cell at the Tambak Sari Police Station a week ago. Chief of the Surabaya City Police General Commissioner Muhammad Iqbal said in Surabaya, East Java on Monday. In less than 7 days, the police have arrested all the 7 detainees who escaped from the detention cell at the Tambak Sari Police Station. The last detainee was arrested was identified by his initial as MS. He also stated that MS, who was suspected of theft, was arrested in his hideouts in Tangkep Village, Bonet Sub-District, Bengkalan District, East Java. He added that the other 6 detainees had been arrested earlier. They were identified by their initial as R, SH, and SA, who are suspect in the drug case, F as a suspect in the manhandling case, and JNBS suspect in the theft case. The last item, after 1 year special care at the Wildlife Rescue Center in Jakarta, 9 green pitfalls in February were released to their habitat in Baluran National Park, Situbondo, East Java. Known as a green pitfall of Java, or in Latin called Fepo Miticus, these beauties have regained their freedom at the eastern tip of Java. Recently, veterinary surgeon Randy Kusuma from the rescue center after releasing the pitfall said that finally Wildlife Rescue Center relieved to see the pitfall back home and was happy to have raised them for a year in Jakarta. Wildlife Rescue Center was anxious about the way to Baluran, controlling their condition every 2 hours, but now Wildlife Rescue Center can dine comfortably. The rescue center originally tended to 10 Java pitfalls, but one died from it. Respiratory disorder during its habituation process in a temporary cage. Randy said the Wildlife Rescue Center is still pleased to be able to return the rest to their habitat. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreoverly, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia?
make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. Before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular item which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with April the 25th, 1971, Vietnam anti-war demonstration. Massive demonstration against the Vietnam War took place in Washington, USA on April the 25th, 1971. Attended by some 200,000 people, it was one of the great reactions shown by the US people over the war policy taken by their government in Vietnam. In the Vietnam War that began in 1964, the United States sent 500,000 troops and tens of thousands of them were killed or wounded. The escalation of domestic protests and pressures and the successive defeat of U.S. troops in Vietnam ultimately forced the United States to withdraw its troops from Vietnam in 1975. We switch to April the 25th, 1980, the failure of U.S. invasion to Iran. On April the 25th, 1980, the United States, using helicopters and aircraft, attempted an invasion of Iran. The main purpose of the U.S. troop mission is to rescue those held hostage at the U.S. embassy in Tehran. After the overthrow of the U.S.-backed Shah Pahlavi regime, the U.S. was always trying to topple the newly established Islamic Republic of Iran. They said the U.S. uses its embassy in Iran as a hub for information and spying activities. The students of the Islamic Revolutionary Defenders subsequently occupied the embassy and held their employees hostage. It is said they found numerous documents proving that the U.S. embassy was indeed the center of spying. The U.S. government, with a variety of advanced military and intelligence planning, using the most advanced military equipment, designed the hostage release strategy. However, unexpectedly, before the start of the military operation, a hurricane struck the desert around the town of Tabas, which was used as a base for U.S. troops. A number of planes collided with each other and then crashed, and several U.S. soldiers were killed. The rest immediately fled from Iran. Let's end Today in History with the commemoration of World Malaria Day. World Malaria Day is observed worldwide every April the 25th each year. This date was chosen to coincide with the signing date of the Abuja Declaration of the 25th of April 2001 by 44 heads of states endemic to malaria. April the 25th was designated as World Malaria Day in coincidence with the World Health Assembly on May the 23rd, 2007 in Geneva, which was attended by 192 member countries of WHO. Malaria is a threatening disease caused by parasites that are transmitted through mosquito bites of Anopheles. About half of the world's population is at risk of contracting malaria, especially in low-income countries. According to WHO data, malaria infects more than 100 million people each year and kills more than 1 million people. However, malaria can be prevented and cured. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijaya.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus, entitled Government Optimistic Textile Industry Can Compete in Global Market. The government of Indonesia continues to improve the quality of domestic products in order to compete with foreign products. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto said in Jakarta on Monday, he is optimistic that the national textile and textile industry have global competitiveness so that the potential to reach domestic and international market is increasing. He said that the industry has been integrated from upstream to downstream and its products are known to have good quality in the international market. In addition, Minister Erlangga also remarked that the industry is still experiencing many challenges. One of them is the condition of machinery. Most of the available machineries are old enough, especially in weaving and knitting industry. The efforts to rejuvenate the industry machinery and equipment have shown a positive development, but they need to be continued with more effective and integrated accelerated programs to increase competitiveness. The economic policy package that have been issued by the government should be utilized by the business people, especially in textile industry, because now it is the right situation to increase investment. Minister Erlangga emphasized that if this is not done within the next 5 years, the national textile industry will be difficult to compete with major competitor countries such as India, China, Vietnam, and Bangladesh. The Ministry of Industry is currently working on special regulation for export-oriented labor-intensive industries, which will regulate the provisions of fiscal incentives in the form of investment allowance. It allows business people to get discount income tax or income tax that should be allocated for business expansion. While related to the expansion of the export market, the Ministry of Industry is encouraging the establishment of comprehensive and cooperative agreements with Europe and the United States in a bid to get better tariffs, including small industries, which will be facilitated to increase exports. Meanwhile, Director General of Chemical, Textile and Multiple Industries of the Ministry of Industry, Ahmad Sigit Dwi Wahyono, said that another challenge that hampers investment growth in the textile industry sector is the import of fabrics. Therefore, the Ministry of Industry invites the Ministry of Trade to restrict textile imports in order to make the domestic textile industry keep growing. Sigit also said that his side encouraged the domestic textile industry to grow. The Ministry of Industry also appealed to the people of Indonesia to keep using domestic products to support the growth of national textile industry. This is in line with the direction of Indonesian President Joko Widodo, who encouraged people to buy products made in the country. Because now, many domestic industry have been able to show their competitiveness in the world market. Listener, that was Focus for today. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo on Tuesday, April 25th, unveils a new plant belonging to PT Mitsubishi Motors, Krama Yudha Indonesia, in GIIC Industrial Area, Delta Mas, Bekasi West, Java. Indonesian Tourism Ministry conducted on Monday, April 24th, a coordination meeting in Atanbua East, Nusa Tenggara, NTT, to discuss upcoming tourism programs that will help promote cross-border tourism in the Regency Siddharth Valley. The fare for the Greater Jakarta Light Rail Transit, the LRT, Jabodetabek, has been set at 12,000 rupiah or around 90 cents US dollars. This was announced by a transportation official with the assumption that the government is ready to heavily subsidize the service. House Commission 3 member Ahmad Saroni praised the move by the Indonesian military Tenai Commander General Gatot Nurmantio to order his men to settle the case of treason in online media report by Tirto.id with the press council. The National Police Polri will investigate links between the electronic identity card or EKTP grab case and Asia attack against the Corruption Eradication Commission investigator Novel Baswedan. The Surabaya City Police in East Java have arrested all the 7 detainees who escaped from the detention cell at the Tambak Sari Police Station a week ago. After 1 year special care at the Wildlife Rescue Center in Yogyakarta, 9 grinned with all in February were released to their habitat in Baluran National Park, Situbondo, East Java. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel, hold my hand, stand with me.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Thank you.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, performing arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you Tanjung Kesirat in Gunung Kidul Regency, Yogyakarta. Listener, Gunung Kidul is a district in the province of Yogyakarta. This regency landscape consists of highlands and mountains, dominated by karst or limestone mountains stretching to the south of Java Island. The region is divided into three topographic areas. The north zone is located at an altitude between 200 to 700 meters above sea level. This zone is home to beautiful caves ripe for exploring. While in the middle zone, you can find interesting waterfalls as well as number of cultural attractions. Then the south zones of Gunung Kidul dominated by limestone hills that are conical, with an altitude of up to 300 meters above sea level. In this zone, you can find some famous beach and promontory in Gunung Kidul. One of them is Tanjung Kesirat. Tanjung Kesirat is located in Girikarto Village, Panggang Sub-District, Gunung Kidul Regency, Yogyakarta Province. From downtown Yogyakarta to this beach will take you about 2 hours of total travel time. Unfortunately, there's no public transport to the beach. To get there, you will have to use a private vehicle such as a car or motorcycle. Tanjung Kesirat is a marine tourism area that has a magnificent cliff texture and rocky rock hills. This cape does not have a beach lip texture with white sand, but still has a beautiful and natural panorama for viewing. You must walk around 50 meters from the parking lot of vehicles to be able to enter the location of Tanjung Kesirat. The terrain is not too difficult. You will just need to walk along the land and sloping rocks to get to the location. Entering the location of Tanjung Kesirat, you will be presented with a view of large tree that stands firmly on the edge of the cliff, almost jutting out in the sea. The tree is the ketepeng tree, and it is located on the edge of the cliff. The ketepeng's leaves are white, creating a shady atmosphere around the tree. Under the tree, you can sit back on a beach while enjoying the cool breeze and the magnificent panoramic cliffs and coral rocks. Listener, the natural beauty of Tanjung Kesirat is quite different from most of the sea attractions in Gunung Kidul. If you usually travel to the beach, you know you can play on the beach with white sands and calm waves. But in Tanjung Kesirat, you can only see large rocks and a panorama of the deep blue ocean from the cliff to the bottom, which is a drop of about 40 meters. Strong waves hit the edge of the cliff, forming a pattern of high sea spray. If you are lucky, you can also witness the excitement of the alms sea tradition. Every 5 years, the tourist area is used for sea alms by the Palace of Yogyakarta, precisely in the cliffs at the southern end of Tanjung Kesirat. Listener, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. For today that we're talking about Tanjung Kesirat. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Oh,
to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is the Dokter Mata Bagian 2, or in English, at the Ophthalmologist Part 2. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Dokter mata. Dokter mata. In English, ophthalmologist. Memakai. Memakai. To wear. Kacamata. Kacamata. Glasses. Lensa kontak. Lensa kontak. Contact lenses. Anda. Anda. You, terlalu lama, too long. Mengapa, mengapa, why? Belum terbiasa, be not used to. Tunggu, tunggu, to wait, beberapa hari, a few days. Agak lama, rather long. Membeli, membeli, to buy. Optik, optik, optician. Mall, mall, mall. Di sana, there. Next is a conversation on the Dokter Mata Bagian 2 or in English at the Ophthalmologist Part 2. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Mary and the ophthalmologist at the doctor's office. Dokter, saya tidak mau memakai kacamata. Dokter, saya tidak mau memakai kacamata. Doc, I don't want to wear glasses. Tetapi, bolehkah saya memakai lensa kontak? Tetapi, bolehkah saya memakai lensa kontak? Doc, I don't want to wear glasses. May I wear contact lenses instead? Boleh. Boleh. Of course. Tetapi, jika Anda baru pertama kali memakai lensa kontak, jangan memakai terlalu lama. Tetapi, jika Anda baru pertama kali memakai lensa kontak, jangan memakai terlalu lama. But if it is for the first time, you mustn't wear them too long. Mengapa? Mengapa? Why? Karena belum terbiasa. Karena belum terbiasa. Because you are not used to wearing them. Tunggu beberapa hari. Tunggu beberapa hari. Wait a few days. Setelah terbiasa, boleh memakai agak lama. Setelah terbiasa, boleh memakai agak lama. After you get used to it, you may wear them longer. Dokter, di mana saya bisa membeli lensa kontak? Dokter, di mana saya bisa membeli lensa kontak? Doc, where could I buy the contact lenses? Di optik di mall juga ada. Di optik di mall juga ada. There are some opticians at the mall. Anda bisa membeli di sana. Anda bisa membeli di sana. You can buy them there. Baiklah, terima kasih. Baiklah, terima kasih. Alright, thank you. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner, which introduces you to both traditional and modern Indonesian music. In today's edition of Music Corner, we'll present some dangdut songs. So stay with us at RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, listeners, let's listen to the song entitled My Honey by Vita Alfia. Happy listening. Listener, my honey, I want to talk about us, talk about our relationship. These are a part of the lyrics to the song My Honey, sang by the dangdut singer Vita Alvia. Composed by Tegar, Yang Mulia, My Honey tells the story of a woman who is demanding clarity in a relationship she is having with a man. The woman suspects that there is a third person in their relationship that she does not know about. My Honey song is interesting and easy to understand as it has a very easy listening arrangement and the simplicity of the lyrics are easy to remember. Vita makes this song more interesting in the unique attractions of each stanza. With a melodious voice that is coquettish, she is succeeded in making this song sound easier to hear. The new song was released in early April and is Vita Alvia's third single. Previously, Vita released two singles. Her first single was a duet with Mr. Nur Bayan, a dangdut songwriter. The song is entitled Pisang Raja. Well, listener, let's listen to that song entitled Pisang Raja. Happy listening.
Tunggu kamu pacarku sayang, nanti.
listener Riris Vita Alvia, her original name, started her career in country music after following the talent search event Dangdut Singer The Academy 2. Although she did not win the event, she did not break the charcoal on the show. She would release a local smaller-scale album with Mahesa entitled Lungset. After doing so, she became increasingly known, especially in Jember within the East Java province. She then released several singles, including her single with Nurbayan entitled Pisang Raja, released in 2016. The song Pisang Raja has a deep meaning. The song implies that a man undertakes any requirement put forth by the women to propose to the women and prove how much he loves her. Pisang Raja is easy to listen to. The lyrics are sung in two languages. Vita sings the song in Indonesian while Nurbayan sings in Javanese. The song was very popular and raised the name of Vita Alvia in the dangdut music world throughout Indonesia. One Vita Alvia song entitled Vitamin Cinta coming soon to your hearing room. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to our last song by Vita Alvia entitled Vitamin Cinta. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
pernah mencoba untuk membalas semua pesan singkatku, padahal itu menyenangkanku. Di sini aku menantimu bersama waktu yang membunuhku, tapi kau tak pernah menyambutku. Kamu begitu indah, begitu cantik, begitu istimewa. Mungkinkah kamu jadi milikku selalu, karena ku tak istimewa.
Suatu hari tanpa sengaja kita bertemu, aku yang pernah terluka
kembali mengenal cinta. Hati ini kembali temukan senyum yang hilang. Semua itu karena dia. Oh Tuhan, ku cinta dia, ku sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku, hanya padanya, untuk dia. Jauh waktu berjalan, kita lalui bersama. Betapa di setiap hari ku jatuh cinta padanya. Dicintai oleh dia, ku merasa sempurna. Semua itu karena dia. Oh Tuhan, ku cinta dia, ku sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku, hanya padanya.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.